Hey you guys, and welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And this is our Star Wars Thanksgiving. And to give thanks, we are going to bring on, wait, there as I click, our buddy, Noah and Corey. You are now one person. Happy Thanksgiving, Noah and Corey. How are you doing?
Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, what's up? Steel happy Thanksgiving.
Wars. Hey, I've got a shock announcement, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to go down as Steel Wars episode 250.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Congrats, buddy.
However, I've done about 800 episodes, but just right. I count them very strangely. So there you go. Because all the bonus and other episodes, Corey.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Corey. Don't you know the bonus?
Yes.
The bonus, right?
Come exactly.
On. You know the bonus?
That's what I need you there for at all times, Noah.
I got you, buddy. Don't worry.
To give him a little pat on the shoulder. Because I know when it comes to violence, you're with me, Noah.
I'm with you.
Because hey. We've got – let's go to the tape.
Hey, you know what? Every now and then you gotta show Corey.
Still haven't found that baby Yoda. It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, don't stop asking questions. That's what I'm saying.
I'm figuring that's
you're gonna figure out something you don't want to figure out. All right, let's move on.
God, dun 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 dun. Are you guys ever? Does that like studio that you're in there, Noah and Corey? Does it ever feel like you're at the back towards the top of the Muppets Theater?
Yeah, a little bit every now and then. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So it is Thanksgiving in America, and we are going to go worldwide and give our Star Wars thanks. Now, Corey.
Yeah.
I don't know if the sweater tells the tale, but what in 2020, what are you Star Wars thankful for?
I am super, super, super thankful that the Clone Wars came back in 2020, and even more grateful for the fact that in just a few short hours, we'll be seeing Ahsoka again in live action nonetheless. So I feel like this is the perfect Thanksgiving, really. I mean, like, this is the absolutely perfect Clone Wars Thanksgiving. You can't get any better than this. Mm-hmm. You genuinely can't.
Yeah, no, it's up there. It's obviously, you're more thankful for it than me. I'm very thankful for Ahsoka Tano and the Clone Wars and stuff and what's going to come later tonight, most likely. And but yeah, definitely thankful for The Mandalorian. You're thankful for the Clone Wars. I'll be thankful for The Mandalorian.
Why do you have to do that?
What? I just don't like the Clone Wars as much as you. Okay. I don't know.
Listen, this was meant to be free of this. This is meant to be a positive show.
Hey.
But already you've gone to the well, and we have to declare our first and only.
Okay.
That's a vibe check.
That is a major vibe check.
I'm majorly checked right now.
No more vibe checks, you boys.
Hey, this wasn't a vibe check.
No vibe check.
No vibe checks over here still. You're making it the vibe check, buddy. Like, we're just stating the obvious, no argument.
Wow, accusations being thrown out on Thanksgiving Day.
I'm just saying. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
I'm just reporting back. All right, so we have opened up. I will post up once where we've sort of rotated through a few Thanksgiveners. But if you are in the live chat, and the live chat is absolutely firing, we will post the link so you can video in. I'm not even sure. How do you say, like, What are people? Are they streaming in? How do the kids describe this?
I mean, calling in. They're calling in.
Yeah.
All right. I always worry that when you say calling in, they're like, "What's the number? What's the number?"
I'd say it's calling in. It's just 2020 calling in. You know.
Okay. All right. So we're calling in from 6 foot away with a mask.
Right. That's exactly. Right.
Yeah. The 2020 call in. You guys are a bit close. Can you separate?
It's perception.
Yeah, right. He's actually on the other side.
He's bigger than the average human.
Oh, it's the lens.
What are we doing?
It's Noah's haircut. Noah's haircut. All right. So let's bring in a few mates to do some Thanksgiving from the Sith list. We have got Araj. How you doing, dude?
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Good, good. How are you?
I'm really good, mate. What are you Star Wars Thanksgiving for this year?
To have a Mandalorian season during this crazy year, to be able to do this with you guys, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that we might get Ahsoka Tano tonight, allegedly.
What? We might.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I've heard Noah and Corey's rumors before, so okay. I don't want to, you know.
Oh,
I don't want to bank Raj. On that too much.
Raj, it's Thanksgiving.
Corey, what's wrong? Corey, do you think Ahsoka will be on tonight?
Please.
Okay, fair enough. It is very good. We will continue to bring up the guests from around the galaxy. We've got Pete Fletzer. How you doing, dude?
Good, man. How are you? Good to see these. Look at these faces on the screen. It's beautiful. That's Thanksgiving right there. Family.
Wow.
Thank deep. You. That's right, Pete. Wow. That's why you bring Pete along.
I'm positive.
He knows exactly what to say.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Hey, Pete.
Yes.
What's going on behind you? It looks like you've got the Disney Plus TV opening face mask thing. Is that a tribute to it? Da-na-na-na. And then Star Wars in this horrible modern font.
Yeah, it's
I'm not going to vibe check. I'm not going to talk about the opening.
Vibe checks. Come on.
I love what they show after that, but every week I'm just like, oh, please. But no vibe checks. No vibe checks. Come on.
What? What is your issue? Steal with it. What do you have an issue with the intro? It's perfectly fine. What's wrong with it?
Yeah, the intro is pretty sweet.
Buddy. First off, you're having issues with Dave Filoni being in Star Wars, which is just blasphemous. And now you have an issue with the Disney Plus intro? What is wrong with you?
I actually have an issue with the Disney Plus
intro. Oh, well, no. You think it's yours? Wow. Your issue is kind of like makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
But Steel just like, I hate it because I hate it.
What's your issue?
Well, why do you hate it?
there's no prequel love in it. It's all original trilogy elements.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no clone trooper.
R2-D2 is in the prequels, by the way.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. Okay, Steve. He just wants a clone trooper in it.
Yeah.
Is Vader in that intro or no?
Yeah.
He has
come
to.
On.
Well,
that's
you go. Vader was in the prequels too. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, but I'd say I'd give that to Corey. That's an OT character. Let's be honest. He was in the prequels for Darth Vader in the mask was in the prequels for like a minute and a half. Like when let's not, you know what I mean?
All right, Noah.
Hey, Araj, I love you, buddy.
You turned into
–
I was just messing with you. No,
you turned into Drake all of a sudden. Just like
– Yeah, this feels like a – this feels like a Thanksgiving dinner at the round the table. People arguing.
It does. It's family Thanksgiving. This is how it is in my household.
Yeah. All right, Pete.
Yeah.
Lay it on straight. What are you Star Wars thankful for, buddy?
This has been a good year for me to meet a lot of great people.
That's enough out of you.
I was going to be positive, man.
Okay, all right. Great year.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been a good year to meet people and leverage this whole social thing because I've gotten an opportunity to hang out with a lot more interesting and fun people online. And yeah, the pandemic sucks, and that's where we've been stuck. But this has been – it's been great. I mean – been on with you guys, everybody here has been I've been able to hang out with a little bit, and so that to me is worthwhile. I'm thankful for all the, you know, honestly, the Star Wars community is actually a lot better than people give it credit for. There's a lot of crap out there, but for the most part it's a really great community, and it's helped me and a lot of people through the last 8 months.
That is very true.
Yep,
that is very true. I will be straight up with everyone. I do that live stream every day to stay sane.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to interact with someone, please. I need little words on the side of my screen talking to me desperately. So, yes, I agree, Pete. Let's bring on from Nerdist and writing all over the place, our friend in the valley, Riley J. Silverman. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Have you enjoyed the opening bickering? Have we set the mood?
It's been fantastic. It's been great. I'm definitely glad that I just popped in for a quick call without a microphone or anything. I feel bad now that I didn't get myself a good setup. Like everyone else has their elaborate like arms and everything. I have a mic, but I thought I was just doing a 5-minute call, so I didn't get it all set up. And now I feel like I'm an unprofessional.
There you go, Riley.
So, yeah.
You sound fantastic.
They're gone.
Obviously, you guys, I'm excited tonight. Let's see. So like,
I like that. You were watching us before we brought you on, Riley, and you see Noah and Corey's like come on the screen, and you're like, "Oh my god, I don't have any like a thin rail of Christmas lights behind me. I'm so unprepared."
You're looking into my kitchen, so I can't really judge anybody else for their like. If my roommate wants to get a snack, you're going to see it all happen on camera. Let's not act like I'm suddenly this professional streamer right now. Like, I didn't set up my green screen or anything. So
Riley, I'm in the laundry room. Still seen it, so don't worry.
Yeah,
I'm in right the only. I'm right next to a washer and dryer. I had to turn it off before we started.
Yeah, I'm in the only spot in my house that has a light right now. That's why.
Now, I know all your fams back in Ohio, and a lot of people, and this is sort of like one of the reasons, you know, I was really keen to do this because a lot of people are, you know, apart and they don't get to, you know, interact with people and stuff like that. How are you holding up?
Yeah, but I mean, rough day, but I'm doing okay. You know, we had a lot of losses in my family last year, so this year was like a really big year. We've been great to be together a lot more. But I also, I got to spend the summer in Ohio, so I feel like even though I'm not there for like these holidays, I'm actually home longer this year than I am most years. So,
hey, listen, I went to Ohio and I got to meet your old buddies, Bill and Dan.
Yeah,
who got me into podcasting essentially. Like, when was that? Like 15 years ago? You doing that show?
Yeah, I think so. Like before podcasting was something that people knew when you said, I do a podcast, like that's how long ago it was. Like, yeah, that was back like before Apple had a thing that you could just use it. You could download a podcast in iTunes and you had to buy like, or you had to download like a different software that would then take your podcast and put them into like your iPod for you.
Well, that is essentially how I discovered you in like by connection by like West Coast rap album standards that you're guessing because the day they added podcasting to iTunes, I was like, oh, I'm smart enough to use iTunes. I'll find out what podcasting is. And then I found the Bill and Dan show and then you're a guest on it all the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's glory days, but I do have to bring up. So I went to Ohio and I got to meet Bill and Dan. Oh, dude, I loved it, but.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've got a bone to pick. I know I'm trying to be positive, but this Harold and this Harold and Kumar, right? Yeah. They make this movie about White Castle and how delicious it is. And we're staying in this place in Ohio. And my friend Bart says, hey, there's a White Castle like 5 minutes away. And I'm like, oh, it's like Harold and Kumar. They loved it. I went there. It was prison food.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful.
And I feel like their customers were prison escapees.
I see how it is. So you bring me on your show and then you just insult my heritage. You just tear down. Here's the thing. There's a bunch of chains like White Castle and there's also like Skyline Chili, which is like an Ohio-based chili place. If you grew up with them, you absolutely love them. If you did not grow up with them, you should never, ever have them in your life because it is extremely a thing that like you have to be almost indoctrinated into as a child to really like get. And then because like whenever I go back to Ohio, I have to get White Castle. But I would I've never said to anybody, oh, you've got to go get yourself some White Castle. Like it's never – same thing with Skyline. Like I have to get it as a ritual whenever I go home. But I have never told somebody from outside of my home that they need to get it because I know they'll hate it. So,
well, from my way of thinking, the fact that you have to have White Castle when you go back to Ohio is a positive in that you can't go back. So
I will say like Harold Cooper, like they're wasted in that movie. It is definitely a food that you're supposed to get wrong. All right. Like it is not. Yeah.
I like your way of thinking, but now I want to know, where do I get onto that Harold and Kumar shit? That's going to like make White Castle decent. But enough about that. I just had a very delightful turkey dinner. It was scrumptious. It was the other end of White Castle. Riley, what are you Star Wars thankful for?
All right. I had something really maudlin prepared, so I'm throwing that out the window. Let's have fun. Let's be positive. I got to go on the Ahsoka Tano train, but specifically that whole showdown with her and Darth Maul in Clone Wars. Like, not just the lightsaber battle, which in and of itself is enough to be thankful for, but everything leading up to it, the confrontation, the dialogue, the monologuing, the, like, him tempting her really briefly to follow him a little bit to the dark side, and then her pulling back. And that whole section is just – it was so impressive to me that they were able – that, like, Filoni and crew were able to take this character who – we already know where her arc is going to go from here, and, you know, between the book and the Rebels series, and yet somehow it did the thing that prequels often don't do, which is inject this layer of depth and nuance to it. And I was so impressed by it. So I was willing to sit through that entire previous arc that she was involved in to get to that great moment with her and Maul, because it just was that to me was such a good send off for the Clone Wars. So I love it.
It's a great one.
Corey, do you have comments?
I agree with everything that was just said.
I forgot even that was the White 2020.
Castle stuff? I've never had White Castle, so
don't
I don't
go.
Know about Steel's
don't
opinion.
Go. Don't, it's don't, not good.
Yeah. Oh, I have to agree with Riley that, like, I'm in Jersey and we have White Castles here, and I enjoy them. But I love your point that you don't make somebody have one, because it's not going to work for most people.
Yeah.
And, hey, they're no in out. I love in out. I can do that all day. White Castle's at the right moment, enough to drink. You're good. You're good.
You see,
like a Noah.
A big debate between the Sith List and Noah and the Castle Run Transmissions. He's a big Whataburger guy, and guys on our podcast are huge In and Out guys. I haven't had a Whataburger, but there's a huge debate.
I'm going to weigh in on this, because I finally had Whataburger when I drove across the country twice.
All right, so you've had all three. Summer.
And yeah, I've had Whataburger. Well, no, White Castle's not even involved in that.
That's true. Right.
but I've done the Whataburger, I've done the In and Out, I've done the Shake Shack. And I think it's hard to compare the Whataburger to the In and Out, because they are almost on the opposite spectrum of what you're going to get with a fast. Because Whataburger has this crazy menu of different things you can get, and it's this huge sandwich with all this stuff going on into it. And, like, it is a food coma in a bag no matter what you get. Whereas, like, In and Out is really just like, this is the one burger we make, and if you don't like it, you can get the sauce different, and you can add chili peppers to it, and that's about all we've got for you. So
true,
simple, you know what you're gonna do. I living in the LA for 10 years now, I will say that as much as I is In and Out, it's a fine burger. It's a very fine, it's a very good burger for the price. It's cheaper than Whataburger, about half the price.
Yeah.
So it's a good deal. I will say that it's never worth waiting longer than the curb. If the line is past the curb, you should not wait. It's not worth it. It's fine. It's never worth the wait.
Facts.
But if you can out LA everyone and just, like, change the game.
Well, see, LA is already pretty out. Just going to let you know. As a city, we're pretty out.
No, this is the most un-LA thing you can do. You park your car and you walk in. And you get one straight away. It's amazing.
Right.
But the problem is, unless you're at – I mean, you're in WeHo, right? So, like, you have a In-N-Out that's pretty walkable. I'm in the Valley. Like, there's nowhere to – the In-N-Out that I go to, you can't get into the lot to park because of the cars that are back down to the street. Like,
thing with ours over here.
Yeah. So it's like, if you can get one of those, like, six or seven spots, that's great. But otherwise, you might as well stay in the car. So,
hey, steal my – my wife Lorraine just came in and said you're supposed to go pick up the Thanksgiving dinner. I totally forgot, so I'm gonna head out and go pick up our Buca de Pepo Thanksgiving dinner and feed my family, and then I'll try to hop right back on.
He put Steel Wars ahead of his family.
The curtains and said,
"What if you left
Thanksgiving dinner, man?" I said, "Oh, that's right, 6:45. Damn, I mean 5:45." But we've had multiple Thanksgivings. We had one last week with a side of my family. Today's one, and then we're gonna have another one on Saturday. So,
Roger's excuses for ruining his family's Thanksgiving.
I feel like you could have given your Star Wars thanks in the amount of time it took you to tell us how many Thanksgivings you just had.
No, you're right. You're right. Oh, I hear you.
Lorena and Malik are just standing hungry in the lounge room, just thinking.
Not only that, my mother.
What did they do to us?
Boo's out there. They're all out there waiting for me.
Oh, Boo's out there?
I think Boo's out there. I don't know. I haven't been out there. Boo's supposed to be here.
Get Boo to come in.
I will. If it Boo's out there, I will. Hold on. Yeah, put me backstage and I'll come right back in.
All right.
No, we'll just look at your figures and Corey can grade them and list them on eBay.
That's right. I'll do it. I'll take screenshots.
You got the lightsaber. All right, let's keep bringing people in. If anyone does need to go, just let us know. Or there's a little chat thing, I think. But whatever. It's we're going. What is in the background there?
Yeah, let's bring his full screen. Let's analyze.
Okay. Wait there. Let's.
Oh, by the way, while we're talking about burgers, if you come to LA, and Steele, since you're in LA, you should know this.
Hey.
Burgers never say die.
What did you say?
Not here.
There's a place there's a new burger place called Burgers Never Say Die, and it's the best burger I've had in my life. Like it's fantastic. So
it's the Cobra Kai of burgers.
Well, there's this new smash burger trend that's like taking over, and it's amazing. And they're the place that I first went to that did it that exactly the right way. So
what is smash burger?
So apparently there's this whole thing where there's like a chemical reaction where if you have a very, very thin patty on like a hot, griddle, it causes this effect where you get this like really crispy but flavorful burger. It's amazing. It's like the exact opposite of what you think you're supposed to get with a burger, but
it's
astounding.
Malik is starving, by the way, and we're sitting here talking about burgers. He's
so hungry, he has hiccups right now. Yeah. Hey, Boo's not out there yet, but I'm gonna make sure I feed this guy some turkey or something here.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's good that you're live streaming your negligence.
I haven't fed this child in 4 days.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
All right. Congratulations, Malik, on your first words, which were hungry.
I know. All right, guys. Bye.
All right. We're just gonna leave your house up. Just all right. Let's check it out. What's he got? In the background here.
Can you make him the featured thing so we can get a better look at it?
Just give us. I can, and I will. Here we go. Bang.
Okay, there it is.
He's got a shadow.
What the hell is going on there?
it's like there's something rocking.
It looks like the light in the basement of Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. Hey,
does anyone think the Sith list is haunted?
Oh,
I can see that.
It's haunted by the ghosts of content past.
That looks suggestive. I don't know what's going on there, but I don't know.
We got a shirtless Hulk.
I bet that Falcon goes for some money.
Yeah. Sorry.
Somebody in your chat, John Bishop, said that the LAX In-N-Out is the best one, and I actually will agree with that. I think that there's a certain magic to the – I call that the Anthony Bourdain In-N-Out because it's the one he always would talk about on his shows.
I call it that you're about to go on a 15-hour flight, so just eat as much good food as you can in and out. It's hallowed ground.
See, I hate going before the airport because I'm like, oh, I'm going to wait in a line before I go wait in a longer line. That's not the way I want to
go. You're privileged with your USA privilege. You don't have In-N-Out in Australia. And
you know how lived in the USA before you say that?
Sorry?
You've lived in LA, I think, longer than I have at this point. So I don't know how.
I have not. I've only been here for like 3 years or something.
Oh, that was longer than that.
Yeah, we'll see. You're wrong.
Okay. then I admit defeat. I admit my mistake. Wait, no, you had me on your podcast before Last Jedi came out. So, and I was at an apartment in LA.
I come back and forth.
Okay.
Listen, I'm this is a sad state of 2020 that I am happy I won in a Steele Saunders trivia contest. That is pathetic. All right, let's get, we've got David from Beyond the Blast Doors. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, everybody. How are we doing? Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you.
Hey, while you're here,
yeah,
give us a sizzle on the toy drive. Let's while we've got everyone hepped up
right.
on Thanksgiving live streaming content. Give us the guff.
Well, and I can get the assist here from Pete because it's kind of his brainchild, but essentially there's 12 content creators, and that involves Kessel Runs, that includes Sith Lists, Steel It includes you, all the shows on the Beyond the Blast Doors network, and we're basically trying to collect as many Star Wars toys as we possibly can for kids through Toys for Tots. We've talked about it already here on the show tonight that 2020 has been really difficult for a lot of people in a lot of different ways, and the need hasn't gone anywhere. And one of the things that I like so much is need knows no season, and it seems to really intensify here in 2020. And so Pete had this idea. We ran with it. And Pete, didn't you say there's something like 60, almost 70 toys collected already? We still have a few days to go.
Yeah, we started about a week and a half ago. And thanks to everybody on the screen here and a bunch of others, Star Wars Explained, Tatooine Sons, Tarkin's Top Shelf, a bunch of guys and ladies. We have, we have over nearly 70 toys collected already. We got a week and a half to go before we have to close it up so that we can get it to the local.
Are you still looking for donations?
Lots of toys.
Yeah, through December 4th. Yep, you can.
Okay, all right, just wait there.
we'll take a Falcon.
We'll take a Falcon. Those pops look good.
Yeah, whatever Araj has got there, we will take. What about a
great? The Bo-Katan pop looks nice.
What about a stained Hulk curtain? Would you take that?
They do say every little bit helps, but I'm not sure about the stained Hulk curtain.
The verbiage does say gently used, Pete.
It does say yes.
They accept anything. Yeah.
But wow. it's really easy.
I want that on a t-shirt, gently used.
Yeah. So if you go to that link that that Steele just showed, you can get to the wish list, order it through Amazon, and it goes to our P.O. box, and we collect them. And, while you're all here, I just want to say thank you to all of you for being involved. It's great. And honestly, I was inspired by the work that that Noah and Corey were involved with last year, and Steele, you as well, with the Kessel Toy Run. And I hadn't heard anything about it, so I decided we'll pick it up over here and we'll go from there.
Yeah, well, Brandon Manriquez, that is the driver of that. He is also a first responding nurse.
Okay.
So he's had a quite a year.
Yeah.
Quite a year. So he's having the year off. So we're so glad that you guys are here to step in, because hey, as long as we're getting some toys for some kids.
Absolutely.
And who wouldn't want a 20th anniversary Empire Strikes Back Black Series Han Solo, huh? Oh my god. And those ones underneath, those Hasbro Power of the Force 2 Darth Vader little Ben Kenobi, it's going to be great.
That Ben Kenobi, by the way, was my very first action figure, so like I hope we could have that. That would be great to give to a toy this year, or to a child this year, I should say.
Excellent. And tell us, David, what are you Star Wars thankful for?
Well, originally I was going to say the cavalcade of directors that we have with The Mandalorian. Something we talked about recently was just that, you know, you had the staging ground of something much larger than just one show with The Mandalorian. And, you know, I think everyone here on screen has talked about the possibilities of having like a larger universe with Star Wars on Disney Plus. But then I heard that, Steele, you had like 800 episodes. So I'm kind of looking forward to like the Steele box of like the 800 episodes of your show. I think that would be a lot of fun. I'm hoping actually we can get some parenting advice for some of the folks that have been on the stream so far, because it was like the kid was on camera and it's like, can we get this kid a meal? It was like Tim Allen feeding his kid Denny during the Santa Claus. I was really concerned. I also like the fact that we mentioned Pete's lights in the background. It's like a night at Roxy's or like a strip club in like the Vegas Strip. It's kind of trashy, but kind of cool. Basically shows off $1,000 worth of merch. It's great. I mean, look at that. It's beautiful. He's so proud of it. So, to my left. He's worn them all, folks.
It does look like Pete went to some intergalactic strip club and said, oh, here's some money. Take your helmet off. And they take the helmet off. And then he goes, all right, just leave the helmet. Walk. Yeah, I just want to look at the helmet. So
it was really.
And you've got a little Yoju behind there as well.
Oh yes, yep.
Excellent. No, it's a really nice set. I'm just teasing him. I can't figure out LEDs. That's why I don't have them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it gives me something to do.
Hobby. But to be serious, I think it's just really cool to see all the different hands that we have involved with the series. And Of course. Yeah, a lot of excitement about the episode we're about to get in just a couple of hours. We're going to see Ahsoka, but to see all the different talent that's brought in, and I think every week you get to see Star Wars through the eye of someone else. I mean, how great was Carl Weathers' episode? I had never seen anything he directed before. I didn't even know he could direct, and that's one of my favorite episodes of this series, and I feel like we're saying this every episode. Season one, I don't think I was the biggest fan of Bryce Dallas Howard's episode, but my goodness, she really won me over with her episode this season. And so I'm excited to see who else gets their chance at directing. I'm excited to see how Dave does on his third go around with the show. So it should be a lot of fun. And this is really a golden era right now to be a Star Wars fan. So I think as fans of the franchise, whether it's on screen or it's book or the comic or whatnot, we have a lot to be thankful for. It's a good time to be a fan.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, let's bring on, I think from San Jose, up that way, we've got Paul Ponte. How you doing, dude?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm really good. You've got some light buzz.
Oh no, that's not good.
Like some noise.
Is it fixed? Light buzz before I got here.
Is it fixed or no?
Absolutely not.
There's a slight hum.
But you're fine, buddy. You're fine.
That's no fun.
We might just have to maybe do your thanks and then maybe suss it out and come back, because the whole thing is like, I don't know. Can anyone else hear that, or am I crazy?
Yeah,
it sounds a little bit of a white noise. Yeah, okay, I can hear it.
Okay.
I think I'm going to hop out. So I just wanted to say thank you again. And also thank you. Yeah, Pete, thanks for sharing that link. That was like, I was glad to help out with that.
Awesome.
Riley's already in the, I'm just going to reveal the private chat, but Riley just donated some Lego. So
there was a New Hope Death Star set. So boom, that went right to it.
Holy nice. Cow. Very cool.
Yeah, thank you. Excellent. Perfect. All right, Riley, have a great Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you before the end of the season.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. See you guys later.
All right. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right, Paul, did you just mute yourself, or did you just...
Yeah,
I was muted. Okay. I was like, you fixed it. How you doing, buddy? Are you up in San Jose yet?
Yeah, San Jose.
Nice. And you're Maine. COVID has treated your hair well, like a haircut.
I'm jealous of it, honestly.
Hey, listen, Noah, let's just get Noah up on the main screen here. Look at your head. You cannot be jealous of anyone else's mane.
I just
look
like
that.
I like the long hair is what I'm saying.
Dude.
I would like to grow it out.
Killing the game.
I appreciate it. I do. I really do.
Oh, wait there. I want to see if I can... No, it won't. Oh, it might work. Wait there. We might be able to... Nah. I thought I could get Corey in the Sith list. Unfortunately not. Paul... great to hear from you. What are you Star Wars thankful for, buddy?
I'm thankful because after a long time waiting, I just went to Florida, despite all horrible ideas to do so, and I got to ride Rise of the Resistance.
Yes,
I couldn't resist going on it, and it was just as amazing as I thought it was going to be. I'm thankful that I finally got my merch in for a con that exists in an alternate universe. So happy about that. It's a nice reminder. I completely forgot I pre-ordered a bunch of this crap, and then it came in the mail just as like a final like slap in the face of like, hey, remember that thing that you were supposed to go to? Enjoy.
you open the mail and you're like... Okay. Excellent. He was holding up, if you're listening to the podcast, he held up a patch for Star Wars Celebration 2020. We had such a good time. Hey, Corey, remember yes. that huge Saturday night we had at Star Wars Celebration 2020?
Yeah, that was great.
No, that was underwhelming.
Really, dude, can we get a GoFundMe for Corey's improv classes, please?
What do you want me to say?
It's what? Sorry, it's depressing.
The night was depressing.
There was no celebration steal.
I know.
Oh,
but still.
Wow, and you have that to rub it. Oh, hold on.
Just to follow up what Paul said about his...
Wait, there's no celebration logo on that.
No, but...
Oh.
it's the 40th anniversary Empire Strikes Back hat that they were going to give out at Anaheim. So I guess it's the same. Okay, fine. I thought it was going to be cool.
There's no celebration.
Yeah, but it's still the 40th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, did you go to a 40th anniversary panel last year? So I didn't think so. So whatever. Shout out to Claire for this. You got
him. Ouch. Oh my God.
Sorry, my head is just
it looks a little small.
Well, it's just I have the most giant head in the world, buddy. That's all.
All right, see, this is, look, Corey, look at the screen. Elijah Neal, straight into it. See?
Do you want me to, listen, Steele, I'll be quite honest with you. Tonight is like Star Wars Celebration. So
tonight is the better.
Ask me again tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Hey, Paul, I'm going to let you go just because of the sound is like.
Yeah, I'm going to get it fixed and maybe pop back on if you let me. I'll appreciate it.
Sweet. All right, let's bring on all my stars, you guys. All right, got Paul. We have got one of our favorites. It is Sal Perales. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. How is everybody doing over there?
I'm good.
Everywhere.
I'm not sure if you're holding your phone or there's an earthquake in Orange County.
I mean, I have a windy window that rattles, I guess. That could be it.
It's more than moving. How's your Thanksgiving been, buddy?
Not bad. We made a turkey. We did some stuffing. We did the usual stuff. And we watched... What did we watch? I rented a Redbox movie because I felt good. And I was like, you know what? I'll pay $1.99 and watch Birds of Prey.
God, you've had a good year. Right.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Can't complain.
And how was it without Lizzie?
Like I said, I made the food. So a lot tougher.
So your chef's gone. That's the main thing. Yeah, God, I hope she's not the main chef. Issue. That'd be very sad.
The chef's gone. The dishwasher is gone. So what's up, Bishop? Like it's big problems for me. So I still haven't gone to wash dishes, and I'm on my third glass of Zinfandel. So I don't know if I'll make it down there.
I'm a white zin guy myself. That's great.
Yeah. And just to go back a little bit before I came on.
What is happening in Corey's room?
Sorry, Noah threw this at me.
A lot.
I feel like they're making gifts for you, is what they're doing.
Yeah. If you're just listening to the audio, Corey just got attacked by a cardboard.
I did. Bo-Katan. I did get attacked by a Bo-Katan cardboard standee just now. Sorry.
No outsider will ever rule Mandalore, and then just like, boom.
Exactly.
Oh, what I was going to say about Corey earlier is that, look, I've podcasted with him for a while. Nobody knows how to drop the ball like Corey.
Oh! Ow!
Wow.
Good times.
Wow. That's a true shots fired.
Me. Sal said to me right now that no one knows how to drop the ball like Corey.
Dang,
that's what I said.
Dang, Sal, that's cool.
Thanksgiving. Yep.
Sorry.
Okay, but Noah, you didn't say it was wrong.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, man.
All right, guys, I guess I'll just leave, if you want me to.
Yeah, if you want to, we'd be thankful. That's it.
Please. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Don't go anywhere, Corey. Please. No, please.
Look, the ball drops is some of the most entertaining content.
Oh, dude.
That is true. Yeah.
It's like a fine wine that you've spilt all over yourself. Sal.
All right, guys, I guess I'll just leave.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. Did you just watch yourself on YouTube?
I just flipped over for a second. Holy crap. I was trying to close some windows and open one up. Wow. That
definitely confused me, I will say.
Yeah, no, I time traveled.
Elijah Neal, great pun. Not drop the ball, drop the Bo-Katan. That is good action.
That is pretty good.
Now, Sal. Oh, you made John Bishop stay. Isn't that nice? Do you want to talk to John via chat right now? It's not going to work, but anyway.
I don't know how to do it. Let's see.
What are you Star Wars thankful for, buddy?
I mean, I'm thankful that we just get a bunch of Star Wars. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
all right, Sal, thanks for coming.
Remember when we didn't get Star Wars? Yeah, look, Corey and Noah don't remember. They're too young. But when I was young, like, there was three movies, and, like, that was it for a while.
Yeah. A minute ago, Steele was talking about podcasting 15 years ago, and I was like, I was six. I was 6 years old.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hey, well, like and subscribe, please.
Will do.
Six-year-old Noah Van Apple.
You know what a thumbs up is. Don't pretend.
Hey, Noah, what was 6-year-old Noah like? What did he ever suspect that one day he would be inside Star Wars and have a different surname?
No, I don't think so. I didn't hardcore get into Star Wars till I was like 14. Like I liked Star Wars. but it wasn't until Disney bought Lucasfilm that I was like, I have to be obsessed with this now.
Oh, there's nothing Noah likes more than a corporate takeover. Oh my God.
I love it.
You must be very excited about the publishing industry this week. That's for people that read things other than Star Wars news. So
yeah, no, that's not us. I don't think. I don't.
What?
I mean, it's kind of involved.
You read anything other than Star Wars news?
Nah.
No. Unless it's football. No.
Yeah. Continue, Sal. I apologize.
I don't know what I was saying.
You're talking about your Star Wars thanks. Come on!
Oh, okay. Cool. My turn to drop the ball. I am thankful for that holiday special. I'm thankful that I got lightsaber upgrades coming that I'm really excited for. So, that's my Star Wars business lately. I mean, come on, dude. Real life lightsabers?
What's the upgrade?
I'm getting, like, they're changing my Kanan hilt and putting, like, sound and, like, straight up, like, all the Kanan sounds. I'm going to have it so when you press the little button, it makes the blaster sound. So I can hold it, the lightsaber, in one hand, then pull out my blaster with the other hand, and then press the button as I pretend to fire and just look really cool. To myself, probably.
That's awesome.
I think that sounds great.
That sounds amazing.
I just imagine that you're still like you've got all these amazing sound effects, but you're still going pew, 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 at the same time, so it sort of drowns it out.
Look, like insider for anybody that goes and like that one shot that they always use of us from like Celebration Anaheim 2015, where like I'm in the Kanan costume and I pull out the blade like straight out ahead, like the TV show. It's like a slow-mo shot and it looks all dope. And they were like, hey, everybody do like a really cool action. And I was like, I know what I'm going to do. The Kanan thing. And I was all excited. And then I watched the video. And in slow motion, I could see my mouth going like, I'm like, all right, rookie mistake. I deserve that.
You can make out your lips going, I'm a total
This is so awesome in my head. Yeah, so anybody who's got the Rebels Blu-ray can look at those features. You can go ahead and watch me anytime in slow motion.
Are you on the Blu-ray?
I think we're on the season when it's like Star Wars Rebels Invade Celebration, you know? And it's really? Like, look at this amazing panel. And Axel asks the question, hey, Mr. Filoni, if you know, Darth Vader died in Return of the Jedi. Why is he in Rebels? And like far, far three rows back in the background, you can see me kind of be like.
I vividly remember that moment at Celebration when I heard that question.
That's
such a good one.
That's very cool that you're like you're on hard Star Wars content. Those royalty checks must be supporting you during these times.
You would think, right? Somewhere in like, I guess I didn't read those contracts when I filled them out. Can you use them in like this? Sure, anytime, Disney, anytime, Lucasfilm, go ahead. What do you want me to do? Yeah.
Your video sort of like is it went a little bit jolty and you were yelling and then all of a sudden the next shot was just you having a swig of whatever you're drinking. It was like that is hardcore. That is hardcore.
Sir, it is now, good times in the Perales household right now.
Hey, I just saw some talk in the chat. Noah.
Yep.
Your surname's Outlaw, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. What was it like? Like when you turned up in the playground and you're like, I'm Noah Outlaw.
The thing is, I got annoyed with it fast because like growing up, everybody would be like, oh my God. Well, it's actually worse. The worst part was having the name Noah and everybody would be like, where's the ark? Every single day of my life, which got really annoying. But that Outlaw, it gets, I mean, even nowadays, you know, I pull out my ID and people are like, ooh, are you an outlaw? And I was like, can we just, I just need to go through security, please. I need to get on the plane. Let's go. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, you know what I mean?
I think my favorite part about your last name is the amount of people on Reddit who don't believe that's your last name.
When yeah, people are like, this idiot uses a outlaw as his last name. Like, you think he thinks he's so cool.
What about, go with it. You can be Noah Outlaw, and then your partner can be Corey Bandit.
Yes. I'll change it.
Corey Bandit. I like it.
All right. Great.
Let's do it. Let's rebrand everything.
I feel like Corey's like resting up for the episode tonight.
He's very chill.
I got home earlier. I went to my dad's for Thanksgiving for a little bit. I get home and Corey's just looking at the TV like this. And it's just YouTube Ahsoka Tano videos just on like, just like run repeat. Just like, and I was like, you excited, buddy? And he goes, I can't wait. Like,
I was hyper focused.
Hey, like, you again, Outlaw?
Wow.
Outlaw and the Bandit. Outlaw and the Bandit. Excellent. How are you feeling, Corey? I couldn't even.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, sorry. I thought a bit was coming up. I'm not sure when I'm being asked the question.
Oh, you thought he was about to play a
little bit. My past self is going to talk. I don't know.
He's actually, for once, Steel is genuinely interested in how you feel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
I'm genuinely probably the most excited I've ever been, to be quite honest with you. Like, I can't even believe that we're about to see Ahsoka in live action.
That's crazy.
It's just.
Ah, okay. You're a bit different. You see, you're all complimentary of it now and Filoni and all that now. But when I talk to you off camera, it's all, oh, Dave Filoni bringing in Ahsoka.
Grasping for straws.
It looks.
It's not really very interesting.
Inaccurate. That's how it is. No, inaccurate. Yeah. Corey actually secretly hates Ahsoka Tano and is so bummed that she's going to ruin the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Thanksgiving, huh?
I'm avoiding spoilers at all costs and everything, but I just can't wait for Twitter to just hate everything tomorrow afternoon. It's gonna be. I'm excited. Okay. I hope it is. I really do.
I can guarantee you.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
It will be
all right. Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. Now I'll sleep better tonight.
If people. Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Talk about it tonight. By the way, after the. We watched the episode. We'll be live on Kessel Run transmissions. I know Steele's also doing a live show, but come on. What are you going to watch? You know, you're going to come watch Corey or Steele.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah, let's be real. Why Steele should just come on ours.
That's right, honestly, Steele.
You know. Outlaw and the Bandit.
Outlaw and the Bandit. That's the name of the show.
We should actually rebrand that.
God. Imagine watching your stream instead of mine. Honestly, like, you know, you're not being serious, are you, Noah?
I don't know what people are talking about.
Okay, fair enough.
How many are those? Like, how many do you have?
Dude, so many. It's almost sad how many there
are. I've noticed that there's a couple every show, but I mean, there are new ones tonight, and I'm just wondering if it's like a Rolodex of like 108.
No, it's just...
I've been waiting for new ones, honestly. I feel like...
Yeah, like, I think we need some more updates.
There's probably something tonight.
So Noah watches the live stream every day, and he's just like...
Seen that before?
Yep.
Okay.
The funny part is Steel thinks I watch a show every day. That's the funny part.
That's it. I'm laying it. I'm busting it back out. You forced me into this, Noah.
Okay.
What's the vibe check?
That is a major vibe check.
I'm majorly checked right now. People can watch Steel show after and see past us, or they could see
exactly. And then also, they just tune into Steel show, and it's just Kessel Run transmissions with Steel Saunders, basically.
what about
fired?
Hey, wait, could we do something where we could simulcast if we both open both our apps open at once?
Right.
How about you come on our show?
I just want to break YouTube with like.
Right.
Like, I just want a tenant it. I've that never algorithm, seen tenant, yeah. But I'd like to.
You're going to tenant it.
Tenant.
Tenant. Yeah.
Tenant.
No, I tenet. Think we should. I think we have to. I think off air, we should definitely, you know, talk about how we'll break YouTube tonight.
Yeah, dude.
I've come broken on. YouTube before.
How?
How did you break YouTube? He wants to know.
Oh, well, that's for off air, I think.
What?
So that's for off air, I think.
Okay. I think we have to have a discussion, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my stars. All right.
I instantly worry about the Corey story that is connected to this.
I am going to post up in the chat the link so people can stream in, try to have headphones on. Let me know if that link didn't post, if there's some weird link non-postage thing, but call in. It works best on Google chat. Pete, you're gonna go, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. This has been so much fun.
You enjoy the rest of your night in your Star Wars strip club.
I will. And, I've got some hot Twi'leks coming in.
I was gonna say he's going to the Twi'lek healing bath.
That's right.
Does your wife know that you talk about her that way? Like, if I spoke about my wife that way, I mean, it'd be the end.
That's why I'm in this enclosed area. That's
why you're in the cupboard. You're literally Harry Potter.
And it's not allowed to leave that room. That's why he's in there.
Right, and I know she's not watching.
So not an issue. Oh, she's a regular Noah Van Outlaw then.
Well, gentlemen, this has been so much fun. I'm looking forward to hearing your guys' reaction to Ahsoka. I'm so psyched, and thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This has been great.
Excellent. Yeah, take care, Pete.
Thanks, guys.
Later, see you. Good talk to you.
All right, so we've got that now. I have to, can you guys, Corey, I've just got to go do a family thing. It'll take about 5 minutes, so Corey, okay. I'm gonna leave you in charge, buddy.
Oh, really? All right.
Now just talk Ahsoka, talk whatever.
I will, for sure.
But you're now in charge. I'm gonna I'm gonna watch this back, and I expect some top shelf content. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
All right, you take over. I'm gonna go get a beer.
Oh, okay. Bye.
We're dropping like flies here.
Is everyone leaving?
Yep. I'm gonna have to leave shortly as well.
This really? Oh, Paul's gone.
I'll hold on. I'll talk a little Ahsoka, but then I'm gonna have to go.
All right. Well, I'll be 5 minutes. So wait out for us, David, and I'll say bye to you.
Not a problem at all.
All right, guys. Well, yeah, I mean, one thing I've been doing this week is just like binge watching all of Ahsoka's Clone Wars episodes and some of her Rebels ones just to get that, you know, get caught up to speed again. What about you guys? Have you guys done any prep, or what are your expectations for tonight?
I think the thing that I'm most excited about is just seeing what does Ahsoka look like at this point in time, because I think the last time we saw her, it's Ahsoka the Gray. She has a staff. She's in the white robe or gray robe. And I think that's the version of Ahsoka that I hope we see. And so I've watched a little bit of Clone Wars early on, you know, her debut episode, watched the movie, got a little Rebels in there. I think it's gonna be great. I guess I'm most curious to see if it's a substantial amount of screen time in this episode, or are they gonna Luke Skywalker kind of like the end of Force Awakens where they save her till the very end, and then we're like, okay, I guess we're coming back next week, like we weren't already. But there's a lot of suspense here, and I'm really excited for this thing to drop at 2:30 here in the Midwest and dive into it.
I see that Ahsoka celebration poster behind you, so.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, and I was able to be there for the Clone Wars panel, with the Rebels panel at Celebration in Chicago. And I don't know. I actually have another one. If anyone actually wants one of those celebration posters, I have another one. I don't have any.
Hear that? So. You won't hear that in the chat.
Yeah, anybody in the live chat, you can come out and hang out with us on Beyond the Blast Doors next Wednesday night when we're giving away a snow speeder too, and I'll give that thing away. No worries.
Nice.
We'll do that. Give back.
Great prize.
Freaking sane over here. No, I'm kidding. No, but I think we should be like really excited about it for every reason that you said, right? I mean, I think it's cool that Dave Filoni gets to bring her on, and I hope that he gets a lot of time with her on camera, because I think it'd be a really I think it would be a huge shame if this is one of those situations where he got to bring this character to life in animation, and now he gets the chance to you know, knock her out on this. Right. I hope it's not. I hope we're not building up to just a death scene. Although I really would like to see her go off against Moff. You know.
Yeah, that would be a real shame.
Yeah, it's like, well, that's all you're gonna. That's what you're gonna use her for. Okay, that's great.
Yeah, I will say that the Ahsoka TV series that's been rumored is going forward now.
It is so, okay. It is going forward. I didn't know that we had a time like a time spot on the for that show. So that's really cool to know.
Yeah, I think December 10th, for those who don't know, is going to be Disney's big investor meeting where they show everyone what's to come for Disney Plus. And a lot of people were noticing how their stocks just went up for Disney Plus by like $30. Mm-hmm. So they're gearing up for a day of announcements where they'll announce Star Wars stuff and Marvel stuff. And I think with that, I think, you know, one of the reasons they've waited for these announcements is obviously they want to show Boba and Ahsoka first in the series before they make announcements. And now that we're getting towards that December 10th date, they'll be able to reveal the shows publicly with the dates, which is awesome because I feel like that's the best way to do it, right? You see them in Mando first and then you go right into it. So
it's like proof of performance, you know, like, you know, it works, you know, the fans are excited about it. So let's go ahead and move forward. And it seems like one of the more obvious characters to build a series around. And I think I just read the other day that Boba Fett series is going to be in between Jedi and the Mandalorian season we have now. So I think that's really exciting as well. So, you know, if we're getting this kind of MCU like universe on Disney Plus, I think one, that's great for fans, and two, it's a testament to how much Disney believes in its streaming service.
Yeah.
All this focus on streaming, we're supposed to have a new movie in what, 2022.
Right.
So, I mean, I kind of forgot about that. I only thought Star Wars existed on streaming now. So that's pretty cool.
No, we're just talking about the dates or the investor day that's coming up.
December 10th, right?
December 10th,
Christmas.
Yeah, Noah and I did like, I don't know why we did this, but when the investor call a couple months ago occurred, we did a reaction to that. It was just him and I sitting there listening to, well, you know, the budget is not looking too good this month. It's three with a decibel of
and
five.
And then we were waiting for Star Wars stuff. They're like, Mulan is going to go on Disney Plus. And then that was like it.
Yeah. But, yeah. So we heard it was a great stream.
It was great.
For sure. But it's surreal to me that we're finally on the day.
Yeah.
You know, we're finally on the day that we get to see Ahsoka. Is everybody here staying up till the wee hours?
Till it drops.
All right. Yep. That is awesome.
The turkey doesn't help, so we're going to have to get a soda here or something. But.
Yeah, I always say just set an alarm, you know, get ready. And for everyone watching, I have to say, because we've been saying this all week, don't go on social media if you don't want to be spoiled. Oh, yeah. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Because, inevitably, this whole weekend, there's going to be pictures of Ahsoka.
Yeah, like even if people, which I do think people should, you know, restrain yourself until Monday, like we have been on Twitter, or at least we have been.
Yeah.
Because that's the day that usually the Star Wars account like tweets out a poster of a character. Like they did the Bo-Katan poster on Monday.
Right.
Presumably the Ahsoka poster will come out on Monday. You know, and so I think people should still use that restraint, but there are people won't. That's just the nature of the business. You know what I mean?
Like,
So if you haven't seen the episode and you're going on Twitter and you get spoiled, that's on you. And I, you know what I mean? That's how I look at it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're at the point with spoilers and everything where if you kind of have to expect it now, that's why, like, every time a new show comes out, I always make sure to watch an episode of anything before I go on social media because I know it'll be spoiled.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And if
I didn't mean to cut you off. I just want to say it kind of speaks to how much an event that The Mandalorian has become. Mm-hmm. Because I can tell you, I didn't stay up for a certain time to watch an episode of The Clone Wars, which I love, or I didn't stay up for a certain level to watch The Rebels, which I loved. Mm-hmm. But Mandalorian has really become this global experience for Star Wars fans, where when that episode drops, like, there's going to be fans who will always hold on to the moment where they got to see Ahsoka live. Yeah. And I'm making some assumptions, but I think there's some folks here on the stream right now, folks with us in the live chat, that feel just like that. It's pretty cool to stay up on the internet and see you guys doing your watch party. Steel does his. There's a few others. And it really speaks to the community that's being built around this series. And so I hope that continues.
Yeah.
For not just this season, but we know about season 3. We think we're getting a fourth one. So I love that aspect of the show, which I didn't expect, which is why I'm so happy that Disney decided to do a weekly drop, because we get a week of this. We get a week to get excited. We get to watch the episode. Then we get a whole week to talk about it. And then we get another episode. It's a great return on the investment if you're a fan.
Yeah, I totally agree. Paul, you are staying up, right? You say you're staying up?
Yeah, I'm staying up. I don't know if my mic's any better.
Oh, no. Great. Very crystal clear.
Okay, perfect. All right. Everyone should stay off social media, because the second the episode drops, there are going to be people scanning the episode just for the first person to have her photo on their Twitter feed. That is what's going to happen. I'm definitely staying up. I'm excited to see this. And also, the whole coming out every week thing, to me, that lends to a better conversation, and it leads to longer lasting memory. Because, like, how long after the latest season of Stranger Things did anyone talk about?
Not long,
You know, it's so to me, like, having it come out every week and something to look forward to.
Well, it's like, it's kind of what I said to Corey a minute ago. It's like, before we hopped on the stream, we were sitting here and I was like, the feeling I feel right now, and I think I know Corey feels this way, and I'm pretty sure a bunch of other, it feels like that feeling before a Star Wars movie comes out. You know, you have that anticipation. You're like, we've waited so long to see this, and you have waited, probably, you know, you guys too. I have it because I wasn't watching the Clone Wars when it dropped. Yeah. I don't know if y'all were, but Corey was, so, and he's been waiting for this moment for 12 years or something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think for me, I never, you know, when Clone Wars started, and I remember seeing the movie in theaters and going through the seasons, I always just assumed that Ahsoka was going to die in the Clone Wars. So I was just, you were always waiting for that moment. At arc to arc, you were waiting for the moment where it would be Ahsoka's last. And every time there was a tenseful situation or something stressful going on, I would always think, this is it. You know, you had Mortis, and then you had the Wookiee arc, and then you had her, you know, getting expelled from the Jedi Order. And all that time, you're just thinking, when is the ball going to drop? You know, and it's going to be it for Ahsoka.
Yeah.
So there was never anything that made me think we'd ever see her in live action. But then, you know, she did walk away from the Order, and then the show was canceled, unfortunately. Yeah. And then she popped up in Rebels, and I thought for sure she was going to die in Rebels by Vader. And then she didn't die, you know, by Vader. And that was the first time where I thought, maybe there is a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there is a possibility that Ahsoka, you know, will make the transition to live action one day. So
do you feel it was the thing where, like, technology had to catch up? Like, you know, it just had to be the right situation to allow that character crossover, because there's been a few examples of how we've gotten like a Saw Gerrera.
Right.
But to do Ahsoka justice, is it also you're wanting to make sure that you have the platform to do that kind of story, but also getting, like, Dave Filoni in a position too, because I think he's been pretty open about how protective he is of that character. Do you think she gets brought to live action any other way without him as the director?
No, I think if it wasn't for Dave, it would have never happened. I think Dave was probably the most important part of making all of this come true, honestly. And I think that makes sense. You know, I'm so, so glad that Dave wrote and directed this episode. This is his baby come to life, really. Ahsoka is somebody that he's very attached to. And I just, like, it's the perfect combination. Hey,
you're right, Corey, because Filoni has introduced some of the best characters into the Star Wars canon.
Toro Watch.
Ah, Corey texted me with a Toro watch.
Yeah.
There's a Hot Toys Tusken Raider that is from The Mandalorian, and one of his like 87 accessories is Toro's macro binoculars. That is a Toro collectible. If you're wondering, if you want to ask, yes, I'm tempted. This is my question for you, Corey. What would a new Hot Toys toy resale be if it was missing one accessory?
Maybe $10 off. You could do it.
Really?
Yeah, okay. You could do it.
Look at that.
Or you could just buy it separately. Some eBay seller will end up having that individual piece up for like $5 to $10. You can buy it.
What? People sell the accessories separately?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because you might lose one and you might need to replace it.
Right.
Damn. Yeah. I am in.
It's under the fridge.
Sorry, Corey.
I got Steel Christmas present.
Really?
Which I'm going to have him open on one of our Thursday streams.
Okay. Yeah. Where'd you get him?
Why would you ask me? No.
I would just see if you'd say, oh, I got him.
Well, this. Mute it. Mute it. I'll tell you.
Okay.
And
this is like witnessing like Abbott and Costello, I swear to God.
It's so fun watching them talk without sound. All right. So while they're debating, let's bring on, I believe from Sydney, it's Matthew Moll. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Nice to see you.
Nice to be seen.
What's up, man?
I can see. I thought I lost someone in all the squares there, but no. I'll lose Corey there. I'll bring that back in. How you doing, buddy?
No, really good. Really excited. It's Friday here in Sydney. Don't have to fall asleep. Just get to watch it at 7 p.m. tonight. So enjoying the hype train.
See, that sounds nice. These guys down here are like, oh, that's got it so good. I kind of like the craziness of having to stay up. You know, admittedly for me, it's only 12 o'clock, but I have a child. So that's like 3 o'clock, right. You know. Matthew, what are you Star Wars thankful for? Even though you are in Australia, you still can be thankful. God, you look at you supporting all the big budget Disney blockbusters in the background there.
Mate, I'm a bigger Disney shield than you, Steel.
hey, listen, you can. I'm not shilling out for those Marvel films. I go see them, but I'm not shilling out. I'm not shilling out. David, you have to bail. So thanks so much. And again, I can't emphasize the goodness enough. I will bring it up on the window. It is the Blastoise Network's Hyper Toy Drive. And listen, guys, we are putting aside our podcast grudges to support the Beyond the Blastoise Network on this one.
Seriously.
That is beyondtheblastoise.com/toy-drive.
Super simple to do. You just go on Amazon. We have a wish list linked in case anyone wasn't here to hear it before. We just have a link to the Amazon wish list. Any item you purchase immediately is donated to Kids with Toys for Tots. So if you can, please check that out tonight. There's about a week and a half remaining. And we're just really appreciative of Steel and everyone here promoting that effort. And of course, you for giving. So it means a lot. It was great to just visit with you guys this evening. Don't get to do this a lot. So great to see all of you. And Corey, I hope this episode absolutely just slaps you all over. I hope you're so satisfied. I hope you're a mess afterwards. And I cannot wait to hear your reaction to it.
Thanks, buddy.
I think we're in for a really fun story, all right?
All right, absolutely, dude. Man.
Take care, guys. Be safe. Happy Thanksgiving. Later,
man. See you, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
See ya. Now, Corey.
Yes.
I don't want to vibe check you. It's the last thing I want to do.
Interesting.
Just say that Rosario Dawson's in this episode, but she's playing like a Greedo, a Rodian or something like that.
Well, I will tell you this: if that was the case, it'd be quite some time before I return to YouTube or pretty much anywhere.
Really?
Yeah. If Ahsoka wasn't even in this, which we know she is. We really know.
We really know.
But
we know she is. We trust the hat. We trust the hat. Yeah. Beanie trust hat. Beanie trust hat.
If we cut to 3 a.m. and she's not in the episode, it's the perfect time for Steel to use the
game. If the twist,
what did they do to us?
If the twist is that Rosario Dawson is playing like Toro Calican's girlfriend to get revenge.
Wow.
That
would be worth it just to come on Steel's show. That just because I know how happy Steel would be and how he probably would never stop laughing about that ever.
Yeah. That'd be a vibe check for sure.
It'd be a major vibe check though, I'll say that.
Someone asked me the other day, you know, what would you do if Toro came back? I was like, dude, I would probably laugh so hard. I'd like crack a rib or pass out, but I don't think I could physically withstand the humor of a return of Toro Calican. And it might take months for my like Twitter notifications to calm down from that. It would be insane. It would be insane.
I just really want him to come on the podcast.
Yeah, I did too. Can you imagine?
Oh my God.
That'd be the best thing I've ever seen.
He's not on Instagram anymore. He deleted.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was talking to you like the day after you found that out. You were really, really upset about it.
That was a vibe check.
It's a major vibe check.
I'm majorly checked up. Majorly checked right now. I love it how you can quote yourselves. Now, Matthew, what were you Star Wars thankful for? Do we get back to that?
No. So yeah, even though I'm in Australia, I'm really thankful for, you know, just I'm not alone with you, Steel. You know, I wasn't the biggest fan of The Rise of Skywalker, although I found your three-part, you know, scoring of the movie really helped me get to peace with it. And now I'm just loving the fact that I'm, you know, so hyped about Star Wars again. Like every week seems to be that movie-level excitement, although just tonight, I'm like with Corey on another level in terms of Ahsoka hype. I really hope Ahsoka. That the Jedi is her and not Luke Skywalker. Otherwise, Corey will be very, very upset.
Okay. Hold up, Matthew. But here's the thing. If it is Luke Skywalker, that's immensely better. So I will take Luke Skywalker over.
But
for Corey's sake, yeah, no.
You know, I'd be okay with it just as long as she appears later on in the season.
Right.
No, but the first thing that Luke Skywalker says is like, Ahsoka is dead.
And Toro is here.
Holy shit.
He goes, Toro, come out. We killed her. Toro and Luke.
If it ended up being Luke Skywalker instead of Ahsoka, I would not know what to do with Corey and our relationship, our friendship, because it'd be to save my grandma's life, she killed Corey's grandma. Like, what do I do? Like, hey, I'm so happy my grandma's alive. Oh, sorry about grandma. Yeah.
Is this going to be Mando Ignite the Green? Is that what this is going to be now?
Mando, I'm holding out. This is the thing about this show, Dare to Dream, because anything can pop into it. Oh, who's that? Is that Jeff?
Jeff's here.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, Gandhi? How you doing?
Gandhi.
Yeah, no, not Gandhi.
Gandhi.
That's sacred. Gandhi.
Gandhi. All right. Well, Jeff, thanks for coming on, but I feel like you've been here
long enough.
Wow, he had that loaded up. I actually, happy Thanksgiving. I have something that I'm just going to, this is a giveaway, basically.
Oh,
you can go ahead and make fun of this. I have a ponytail right now. So go ahead. That's my Thanksgiving gift.
Good look. Oh, would you ever put your luscious mane in a ponytail?
Always. It gets hot in California.
Hey. My hair kept getting in my food and I was eating. So I had to put it up, you know.
Hey, listen, I do have a camera in your house because I watch it sort of like it's my own Star Wars version of Big Brother. I just love watching you guys doing the dishes and stuff. Yeah. And when Garrett came out with his hair in a ponytail, here's the clip.
It's finally here.
Garrett, what are you thankful for Star Wars wise this Thanksgiving?
Clone Wars. Corey's showing me Clone Wars.
I have. I've shown him 45 episodes so far. We're gonna watch the Siege of Mandalore right after this, actually.
Yeah. Hey, if you come on Steel Show, can you say Clone Wars? Khan, how much do you want it?
Please.
Okay, fair enough.
Asajj Ventress is the best Star Wars character ever put on any kind of screen, book, novel, comic, anything.
Really? That's interesting. Let me show you this clip.
At least by my calculation.
Think again, Tin Can. You're looking for work. Have a seat, my friend. Name's Toro. Toro Calican.
Please!
You took time out of most of your days to have Toro clips loaded up for when people speak. I wish I had that kind of time.
Oh, dude. You sit in the corner of the room listening to these two dingbats talk about a space movie? Are you serious? Are you going to step to me about that? Come on. Well, all I have to say is, come on.
Well, you know, I mean, okay. I've said enough. You know, I'm gonna let Gundy have the win. I'm gonna let him walk away. I'm gonna let him walk away with this with a big smile. You know, I feel like, you know,
call him Gundy because he's Australian.
You know? No, what's wrong with you?
It's corrupt. What do you mean? What? It's corrupt. Dude,
have some respect. Come on.
No, I don't have any respect.
But yeah, I'm gonna go finish some leftovers. So hey, don't play any more Toro clips, please. Thank you.
Okay.
I will be watching from afar.
I assume I'm going to go finish up some leftovers is a euphemism. But
He said, I assume I'm going to go finish up some leftovers is a euphemism.
Oh, all right. Let's
call you a Ventress simp, by the way.
Let's go to Ari. How you doing, Ari? Where are you streaming in from?
Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, I could have guessed that. St Kilda hat. There you go. As soon as I asked, I was like, there was a clue. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're having a ball.
Good.
We're having a ball. Now, hey, just to there's nothing I like better than rubbing things in to Corey and Noah, and that is not a euphemism. So tell the boys what it's like for you in Australia in that sweet Eastern summer Australian time just to put on Disney Plus at 7 p.m. Friday evening and just watch it perfectly awake. How is it?
I'm listening. Yeah, well, it was going to be the thing I was thankful for, so it's pretty good. I don't mind it. Nah, it's great, though. Because it gives me a chance to watch it again, you know, because I don't want to watch it, go to sleep, then, you know, wait all that time, but I can just watch it, you know, three or four times
before I go to sleep. We go to sleep. You're assuming that we sleep at all.
Well, I watch your guys' show. I know you guys like stay up and stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So I won't be mean. Thanks. should I move to Australia though? Because that's the thing. Maybe I should just fix this problem and move to Australia.
Yeah.
Now, Ari, it's like to experience like what it's like to be like an American fan watching in America, right? Have you considered watching an episode for the first time at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Well, no. I've got to be honest with you, still, I haven't.
That's disappointing. You got to use your imagination.
Yeah,
I should have. But if I watched it at 3 a.m., I'd be watching it 6 hours late.
Yeah, but what would it take tonight for you to stay up till 3 to then watch it? What can we do to convince you?
Not a chance.
There's not much still because I'm playing cricket tomorrow and I got to be up early, so I'd be in a bit of trouble. That's the
most Australian shit I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, Corey, so Ari's playing cricket tomorrow. What does that mean?
It's a sport. I know what cricket means.
Yeah, but okay. I don't know what you do in cricket.
I do.
Don't you have like a paddle? Sorry.
Yeah, you like swing it like that. You like swing
yeah,
it
it's
up.
Like baseball, but not oh. but not as fun.
I can't believe you just said, "Don't you swing a paddle?" That's incredible. That's the most American thing I've ever heard.
I'd hold off on that move to Australia, Noah. I think you offended the country.
Okay, I guess.
You're going through passport control, and they're like, "What are you, Noah Van Paddle?"
Look, I'm just saying. I mean, it is like genuinely. It's kind of like baseball, right? It's kind of like, kind of. Maybe a little bit?
Sort of. Not really. But it's probably the most like similar sport that you could equate to America.
To be honest, it's like take baseball and make it more boring.
Okay. That's kind of what I assumed anyway. Yeah. But
they have games. This is it's astronomically that go for 5 days. 5 day games. Imagine playing baseball for 5 days.
I actually would be opposed. That sounds like a good time. Do y'all get to like drink during it, or like is it like a party?
Yeah.
Well, then we're good. You know what I mean?
All right. Let's go to we've got Kyle. Where are you calling from, Kyle?
Hartford, Connecticut.
Nice.
Connecticut. What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
How you doing?
The home of the World Wrestling Entertainment. There you go. There's a fact for you. I know that.
Okay, I don't even watch that, so that's new to me.
Oh, I don't watch it either, but I just know stuff. It's like Noah knowing things about the Clone Wars. He doesn't watch it, but he knows about it.
That is know some things.
That is true.
Absolutely true.
I'll take it.
I've tried. Look, don't get it twisted. I've tried,
Corey,
to show him.
We have guests.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you're bickering through Kyle's Star Wars thing.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Kyle's going to have a vibe check right now if you don't watch out. All right, Kyle.
I'm probably thankful for the fact that we're more or less in a golden era of Star Wars ever since this year started. I mean, sure, everything else in this year has been but overall, Clone Wars, Mandalorian, the books we've gotten, I haven't been disappointed yet so far.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian is just... It's just a gift. It's impossible. It shouldn't be on, like, it's staggering that we get to watch it every week.
And we got a lot of great stuff coming, too. Like you said, like, this is the golden age, not just now, but for the next 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Mando season 3 and 4. We got some High Republic stuff. We got a Boba Fett series. We got a Soap series.
Hey, sorry. This is just in. This is just coming in. I don't mean to interrupt, but we're just going to cross to... Araja's laundry. All right. Everything there seems normal. Okay, yeah, great.
Oh, good.
So there we go. We'll get that off. But Harry's just home, so I just got to go look after him from sex. So I'll be back in a moment. So you guys.
We'll run the show like we do usually. That's right. Thing is,
Noah.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah, so what's up?
No, I mean...
I got a question.
Yeah.
So do you think the show could end up on Kamino at some stage?
I think it's a possibility. I do. I don't... I mean, I don't think they would kind of talk about all this cloning stuff and have that Kamino badge for no reason. But I wouldn't be shocked, but I really don't think
the only way I think they would do that is if the child was kidnapped and brought to Kamino, and then Mando has to find him there. That's the only thing I could think of.
I'd love to see those long neck, you know, people again, the Kaminoans.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd love to see
I hope Nala says there. So just...
What would you do if at the end of the episode, it was like the end of Force Awakens and it was just Ahsoka standing there for 10 seconds and then the episode ends?
And then you have to wait 2 years, just like The Force Awakens.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Oh yeah, that's right. We did have to wait 2 years.
Oh, we waited 2 years for Luke Skywalker.
That was quite the wait.
Quite the wait. Yeah, no, that would be a bummer, though.
Yeah, it'd be a week.
Well, I think it's dope, but what if they were like, all right, now we're postponing the whole season 2 years. What do you do?
I don't talk for a while.
You don't talk for a while, yeah. You don't talk much anyway. But
huh?
No, I'm just kidding.
Interesting. Yes, I think like
that was a good question.
Like what Kyle said though is earlier, you know, with all this new Star Wars content coming out, next year is going to be just a plethora of things in our face. And what I'm excited the most about that the prospect is the fact that we might start getting into the territory where we're getting Star Wars every single week of the year. You know, because next year we're getting shows, right?
Yeah.
We're getting
Bad Batch.
Bad Batch to start. Mm-hmm. Then we know we've got Boba Fett coming up. We've got Mando. We've got Cassian. And we've got Ahsoka.
Kenobi.
Well, Kenobi will be 2022.
That kind of scares me, all that, what you're saying right now. That kind of frightens me. I'm just thinking back when they started announcing all the movies and all the Legends or whatever movies, and they were like, we're going to have a Star Wars every year. Don't even worry about it. That's exactly what's going to happen. And it was like, oh, no, true. What's going on?
So, yeah, they're going to do all this. They're going to be like, all right, guys, so Star Wars returns like 10 years from now. I hope you enjoyed what we've brought to the table. This is it.
Well, the thing is, they're just killing it. Absolutely killing it with The Mandalorian right now. It's just... I think that Disney Plus, I think it's obviously Disney Plus is the future of Star Wars right now. Obviously, we do have the Taika movie, and that's going to be a trilogy.
Forgot that was happening.
But, right, isn't that crazy, though? Isn't that crazy that right
there's
now.
There's the Leslie Headland series.
There's the Leslie Headland series.
I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I don't, there was this interview that came out with Leslie Headland where she seems so genuinely excited to work on Star Wars. She was talking about
watches Star Wars Explained videos.
Well, she was explaining how much she loves Dave and how her reintroduction to Star Wars after all these years after the prequels was the Clone Wars, which I thought was...
You know what that makes me think?
Ahsoka?
She's doing the Ahsoka series.
I don't think so because she said it's exploring...
It's in a different timeline.
Yeah. Right. What do you guys think? You guys have any theories to what you guys might think Leslie Headland's doing?
No idea.
I mean, do y'all think maybe
something new, like fresh?
Yeah, High Republic maybe. That's my own theory.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I think High Republic is the
because all they've announced for the High Republic are books so far, right? They haven't announced anything else, or
no?
Yeah.
So my just books. Maybe that.
Yeah, yeah.
So far, just books, but I'm sure they'll do.
Yeah, those
some shows and whatnot. Look at little Harris.
Look at Harris.
He looks like he's up to no good.
Yeah, I know.
Got a devious look going on.
Got to get him some blue macarons.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Those $50.
$50. For those macarons.
Yeah. That's quite funny.
Hey, you're muted, buddy.
You're muted, Steel.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was getting angry that was it Paul that suggested I get some blue macarons? I'm raising a kid. I can't afford $50 macarons. All right.
Hey. Harry, can you
GoFundMe?
We'll start a GoFundMe, yeah.
Can you say Toro? Can you say Toro? Yeah. What about who's your favorite Star Wars character? Is it Baby Yoda?
Yeah.
Say Baby Yoda.
Oh,
he loves this Boba Fett. He wants to. He'd like to break that.
Great taste.
Hey, Harry, who's this?
Yoda.
See?
Oh, that's adorable. Oh, that's
been 2 years well. Old. 2 years old, huh?
That's crazy.
Very well versed in Star Wars already.
Already.
Steel's doing it right. Are you going to raise him on podcast, Steel?
What, actually, like while I raise him, make podcasts? Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
No, I know. You know what I was thinking? I was like, is he going to take over the Steel Wars brand one day?
Ah, that would be...
That's gone to the next
That'd be a... What a sad future. What do you want? Oh, do you want the packet?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you want to show everyone your Baby Yoda credit card? I made him a Baby Yoda credit card for him to go shopping with.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That is great. Steel's getting creative, putting some money into the scheme.
Right.
Inside.
You want to go inside? No, thanks.
That just sums up children so well. You put like expensive action figures in front of him, and he's like, I want the breath mints.
I want anything that's like just out of my reach is the best.
Yeah.
So I'm just posting up the stream link if anyone wants to come in and give us their Star Wars thanks. What were you guys just talking about?
He was talking about the future of Star Wars, really.
Talking about do you have any idea, Steele, like a theory for what the Leslie Headland series is going to be?
Oh, no, not really. Just like nothing that's like of any substance. But it's one of those things where it's like, I don't care what it is because that interview just blew me away.
Yeah, well, the thing is that interview, I actually originally thought she was going to do a High Republic series, but. Thing is, after that interview, hearing how much she likes Dave and how much they've seems like they've talked, how much she likes the Clone Wars, it's like definitely seems like the perfect choice for someone to take to the Ahsoka series.
I feel like I agree, but also I feel like Dave would do it. I'd be shocked if Dave
didn't think he would. Though. I think he's too much going on right now.
It'd be Dave.
But I don't know, man. I think I honestly think Dave's one of those guys. It's like. Yeah, the thing is, if he has another project going on, I don't think he would take on another, but because he has Mando. Mando's going to be going on.
He has two going on right now. He's writing and directing Boba Fett. So, with John. So, I think they'll add Ahsoka into that. They'll both work.
So you think he'll do three shows? He wouldn't even do Resistance.
I do think he'll do three. Yeah. I think he'll have all of them.
No, I think he'll produce the Ahsoka series for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe write it, but I think she's going to be directing.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I think she's doing something not like that. I think she's just on her own tip.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Back for in sure. 2 seconds.
All right.
Oh, you want him to say it or? Oh, okay, cool. Wait,
this is like live parenting.
I know. Oh my gosh.
If anybody has any kids, bring them in.
Yeah, bring them in. Garrett, come on.
Oh man. But yeah, you know, I does anybody have any theories for tonight on what might happen?
That's a good question.
I reckon we're definitely gonna get Gideon and Ahsoka, Darksaber versus I don't know. It seems like something that, you know, 2-3 years ago, someone says Ahsoka's going to be fighting in live action, you just would never have thought.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. So it seems like a bit, like, too out there to even say, but I honestly reckon it'll happen toward the end of the episode.
Yeah.
That would be, I think, you know what this feels like? You know, you'll only ever see Ahsoka Tano live action for the first time once. You know, this is the first, and that's cool. Yeah. This is the first time.
There's going to be a time where it's normal.
It's a normal thing. Right. But this is kind of the Force Awakens feeling, right? Where you see these characters return. Yeah. And that feeling that it gave all of us, seeing Han and Luke again and Leia, it's like this.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Absolutely.
Steele, you're muted again, I must say.
Oh, so I turned it off. It's a weird thing because like the first half of it's professional where I'm like, hey, I'll turn off my mic so my family life isn't on the internet.
Right. It already very much is.
So that bit's professional. Yeah. The unprofessional bit is where I forget I did that and turn it back on. So it's you know, you got to take the good with the bad. It's like Star Wars, you know? You just got to take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
But I do have a bone to pick with Noah Van Outlaw about, like, he's like, oh, yeah, we'll just look after the show like we always do. Listen, buddy, listen. If you want to come down here, I just cleaned Thanksgiving out of my son's buttocks. So if you want to come handle that. And then I'll stay here to listen to you.
Right.
You made up scoops about Leslie Headland or whatever you got, all right?
Oh, buddy. Made up scoops. Buddy, look, here's the thing. While you do that, I'm just saying, while you go do that stuff that Noah isn't signing up for at least another 10 years, you do what you do that, I'll do the show. And I'm just saying, let's be honest here. Core and I come on the show and it turns into the Noah and Corey show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
even if you don't want that, it just kind of happens. I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just saying.
No, that. Do you know why that happens? Because you just ignore everyone else and just start bickering to each other.
Hey,
it's like, oh, I can't. Like, we get to do it 23 hours.
Look, hey, everybody, if you enjoy the bickering back and forth, just make sure you come by tonight at about 3 a.m. Central Standard Time. Is that Central Standard Time? And hit up Kessel Run Transmissions on YouTube. You know, I know everyone will be there, and Steel will be doing his show. No one will be watching.
Yeah,
right. Because we're on, you know, YouTube as well. So I'm just saying. No, but seriously, guys, in all seriousness, I'm kidding. Tune in to, you know.
Now we'll work out something that.
Yeah.
I want to have a loop.
Synergy. Yeah, we'll have synergy is what it's called.
No, because if we have them both on at the same time, it will form a world between worlds.
Right. Oh.
Simulcast, if you will.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What sort of streaming are you on StreamYard as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, StreamYard. And actually, just saying this again, I don't know if you'll know this, but I actually was on StreamYard and I helped Steel get into StreamYard. So so you can thank me for that as well.
I do thank that, and thus I will hit upon my Star Wars thanks, and I am thankful for all you guys and all the people in the chat and Corey and Noah, and for keeping me sane this year, or saner than
right.
I would have
right.
It's so nice to be connected to people in a very unconnected time. So I appreciate that.
Likewise, buddy.
But also, what I'm also Star Wars thankful for. Is this. Do not bend.
Oh.
Do not bend. I've gotten a delivery from your mate, Corey, David Smith. I made a purchase.
And I already know.
This is David Smith.
Oh, no.
I already know. Oh, God. You'll see.
And it's sealed. I've waited.
Uh-oh.
For this day.
Waited for this moment.
Thanksgiving. To give thanks.
This is amazing.
This is going to be...
This is... Guys, I'll plug him in a second, but he knows how to pack an item.
Well, while Steel's doing that, thank you guys. What are y'all guys thankful for? Honestly, actually in the chat, that'd be cool. Like, I'd love to see what people say.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Echo and Steel.
All
the friends we've made, everyone here, you know, the channel, what being able to interact with people during this year has been genuinely a blessing. Yeah, so
absolutely.
All righty. Here we go. This is a unpunched card for the upcoming, hopefully, Kenna Vintage Collection Toro Calican.
Oh, man. Now we got to get you a bubble. So somebody needs to make a custom.
Look at this. And then on the back, profile.
Wow. That's awesome, actually.
Yeah, my buddy Logan designed that. And
oh, yeah.
He actually sent me the design before he posted it publicly.
Right.
He was like, hey, I'm like, tax deal. Don't even just...
Don't talk to us.
Just release it in tax deal.
Right.
And on the back it says, Toro Calican. Picked up this bounty puck before I left the mid-rim. Fennec Shan, an assassin. Heard she's been on the run ever since the New Republic put all her employers in lockdown. And so that's from Kyber Customs. So
that's awesome.
Look at that.
John Bishop says pass, hard pass. And I agree.
I actually love it.
No, I actually do. That's actually really,
I am genuinely happy.
To Logan and,
Yes. Logan and David, good job, guys. Steel, I must say that is fit for you. I hope you frame it.
Look, I did the Ivanka Trump thing. And look, you can get variants. Is a bootleg Hong Kong Yoda on Toro Calican card. So that's worth a lot on the black
binoculars
market.
Binoculars not included is what
you know what you should do, Steele? When you get the binoculars, you should card them onto that.
And because he's dead, you know what I mean? So it's like all that's left in Star Wars is the binoculars. You know what I mean? That's the joke.
I'm sort of in. Oh my god, this guy's crazy. There's actually like I said, it was unpunched jokingly, but there's actually they've actually punched the card somehow to make that, because on all the vintage cards, like old toys, 80s toys came with that cardboard, not like it was still in, and then the peg would pop out.
Ah,
so this is mint.
That is awesome. You got to get a case for that, dude. Anybody?
Some would say I have a case that I bought it. So there you go. So Tyler Shaw, he gets it. Steele's love of Toro brings me life. Alrighty, guys, this has been a ball, but I've got family life to get back to, so I better wrap it up. How long? Oh my god, we've been going for an hour and 40 minutes. That flew by. But I just wanted to do this in case people were sort of, you know, out on a limb, feeling a bit by themselves today, not being able to travel and see family, and sort of just have a laugh. This is sort of what I sort of started the podcast for, was to talk about Star Wars in between laughing, and doing this stuff is exactly what I was aiming for. So thanks to everyone that joined us in the live chat. Thanks all you guys. Thanks to, and I actually meant to say it on in the screens, but I said live chat. Then I went to thank the live chat. I already thanked them. It's gone on too much. Anyway, 5 hours to go.
We're almost there.
I'm excited. We're going to have a little marathon right now beforehand.
Hey, Corey, I just
5 hours.
I'll thank everyone. Thank you, Paul, for being here till the end. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, Ari. Thank you, Kyle. I'll just put you guys off as I Hey, who's sneezing?
That's not on. That's not us.
Oh, okay. I thought it might have been Garth. And I was like,
no, Garth.
So, Corey.
Yeah.
5 hours to go.
Yeah, man.
As John Bishop says, Lady Tano is coming.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So you've been, you know, the Clone Wars got you into Star Wars.
Yes.
You thought the Clone Wars were dead. Clone Wars were saved.
Oh yeah, everything else is canceled this year. Right. But Clone Wars is just
huge, huge.
Yes.
Then you get one of your favorite characters. Is it your favorite character or one of?
Fives and Ahsoka are kind of tied as number one. Yeah.
Well, I know you're a bit of a misogynist, so we'll go with Fives. and by bit of, I mean raging. Like, look at that. It's a sausage party in there.
Right. Even though Bo's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't see a head. You know what I'm saying? Speaks for itself.
Right.
All right. So how old are you now, Corey?
21.
21. Excellent. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So tonight you will see Ahsoka Tano in live action.
Yeah.
How does it feel knowing that after that hour, it's all downhill from there in your life? Like, this is the peak.
Yeah, no, this is peak Corey right here.
I don't think it could ever go downhill, because I feel like I know what's to come. I know that, you know, well, first off, just in a personal note, all of us here, it can't go downhill from here. You know, we're working on stuff. We're working with Steele, you know what I'm saying? So it's all up still. And then we're getting an Ahsoka series and the Bad Batch, a Clone Wars sequel series. Mm-hmm. Now, when everything stops, I'll be concerned for myself. right. if something happens to these shows.
Right.
But I feel like it's up from here. Yep. You know, we're this is uncharted territory for Star Wars.
It is.
And we're about to just be totally ingrained in all of it.
Right. So, yep. Absolutely.
Go. I'm ready. This is actually a beginning for Star Wars, and a new beginning. You know, Bo-Katan was, I think, the start of that. The fact that they're willing to do this.
Yeah. It's like up until this point, Star Wars was a moth, and then it right. went in, and then it's going to, tonight it will burst out a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah.
Yes. An orange and white and blue butterfly.
With lectus and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yep. The thought of seeing her in live act, like the actual visual of it moving and being...
It's going to be jarring, you know what I mean? It's going to
yeah.
be...
Yeah.
But can't wait. I'll coordinate with you later on. For okay. the for how we can try break YouTube, but okay. I just want to say there's been many episodes. I think there's about 800 all up, but officially 250 well, tonight.
Congrats on the
and yeah, if you were here, you've just found us on YouTube in the last couple of weeks, or tonight, or you've been here from back in the day. Episode one, a Phantom podcast. I so appreciate it, and I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. I'm so happy that you guys are in my lives. I love you, Noah and Corey.
Noah and Corey, man. Absolutely.
Yep.
And I can't wait to break YouTube with you tonight.
Can't wait.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Hey, I love you guys, but I also love the algorithm. Hit all the buttons now. And we'll see you in 6 hours. Yep. Afterwards, and
let's go.
I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving, and I hope you enjoy the Clone Wars. No, the Mandalorian Clone Wars.
basically the Clone Wars. Yeah.
But well and truly, this episode's gone on
long enough.
So may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.